Yeah.
What do they do with that?
What do they do with it?
Yeah.
They'll end up being, you know, they're scholars, teachers, they're administrators sometimes, depends. Like Prapayuto he's like a national resource of knowledge, and when somebody wants some advice on a particular, not only is just that, you have to learn how to think as well. You've got this incredible body of knowledge of the scriptures and the commentaries and the tradition that you're a repository for all that knowledge. And somebody like that there's a monk who I know who was, he's a bit younger than Prapayuto. I met him in June when I was in, when I went to DC. And he's the head of the Buddhist University in Bangkok. There's two Buddhist universities, one for the Mahanikaya, one for the Dhammayut. And he's the head of the Mahanikaya Buddhist University. And it's, it'd be the most, that's as a Pali scholar or a Buddhist scholar, that's the foremost place to be. He's also, he does some, within the Buddhist administration of the Sangha. But he's also, I met him at Wat Nanachaya, because every year he would, even though he had this Knights of Gripali, career as a scholar, every year he would leave and go and do a retreat in the forest. So I met him, and he came and spent time at Wat Nanachaya when I was the abbot there. And as a younger monk, then he put attention on the practice. So that's actually quite rare. It's very, very good, and he's an incredibly articulate speaker, engaging speaker. So he's a real bright light in the Sangha. Say like another monk who's got his Knight's degree, Pali. I really want to get him here. He spent a bit of time at Amaravati, and Ajahn, because his village where he grew up is just behind. He's from Tungwa. You were there.
He spent a year at Amaravati.
And then he spent time at Wat Nanachaya. You guys were there?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. See, he's a really good monk. I'd love to get him here. But he's a local. He came out with his mother and putting food in the bowls of the, like when Ajahn Sumedho first started going alms rounding his village. And that was, seeing this great cute, he's just this little kid, and this big white guy. But he's somebody who is this Knights of Gripali, staying out of the kind of the administrative realms, scholarly realms. He's spending more time in forest monasteries, and so he's different people do different. And if he decided that he wanted to go into the administrative realms, and they snap him up like nothing, but he's avoiding that and putting more focus on the actual practice. And he translated Ajahn Amaro's book on, it was just finished translated when I was there. The one on the Four Noble Truths that he gave at Yomo. It was a series of talks of over four weeks or something. He said it's the most difficult thing he's ever done. Because it's Ajahn Amaro is one, just this, it's a lot, it's quite colloquial in his language, and then also the people that were there weren't really Buddhists, so that there's a lot of colloquial language and concepts that are not strictly kind of Buddhist. He said he regretted even taking the project on. It was a lot of hard work.